speech of August 2010 about the convenience. Air can rightly expect independence from the humans, since they have, depending on the karma, everything available they need in our world. Individual living conditions may be admittedly very hard, but this fate can be eased if the humans organize right and share their resources appropriately. It requires effort to succeed in this world, and that is of each individual. Too many, however, go the convenient way and do what just comes to their mind. They do what they have to do, the rest of the time they do what they are permitted to do, if at all. The least persons worry about how they can improve the world for El and the other creatures, or at least can mitigate the hard fate of many. It is unhealthy only to do the bare necessities and to kill time with the most obvious. This kind of convenience makes neither happy nor satisfied. Only the service to others accomplishes this, to El and the creatures. It is not the next best what pushes our world forward, but the best thought out, which views our world the way El does. It deals effectively with the main problems and has developed solutions of which the whole world can only benefit if the humans in it are only willing to understand and implement them. El made the world and the divine order so that happiness and fulfillment appear exactly then when humans do exactly this. Who goes the wrong way or the convenient one has to suffer. Who, on the contrary, serves properly, rewards others and herself. It is also wrong to exaggerate by wearing oneself out for others. One must yet bother to find the right measure. Who exercises caution will have to no great difficulty here. The convenience of others may not be a benchmark for one's own actions. It is important to set the own initiative against the drifting, and to pursue with perseverance the goals reconciled with El, which bring the desired success. It is essential to refine oneself with the necessary rigor in order to possess the qualities necessary for the success. It is the successful relationship with El which lets one make efficiently and effectively progress here. The convenient way ignores all this, since its horizon is too limited. It is the width of El that lets one view that what enriches life. It is not sufficient to want to create everything from oneself, since first the orientation towards El opens that what is refused to oneself, if one focuses only on oneself. Accept the gift of El.